Hiya, it's the Concrete Rose Sunny Kiss here, and I'm asking you to go ahead and tune in to The Wrestling Purists. They're on all streaming platforms for podcasts. They talk all things wrestling. And, you know, if I'm endorsing it, you know it's Sunnylicious. So go ahead and check out The Wrestling Purists. You won't regret it. Mwah.
Welcome back to the Wrestling Purists podcast. My name is Ryan. First of all, thank you to Sunny Kiss for the endorsement. As always, you can find Sunny Kiss on Twitter at SunnyKissXO. Today, I'm here to talk about everything Royal Rumble. I've made a prediction show. I even put out my review. My thoughts and a review episode. Now, I am here to discuss the aftermath of everything, because now, here on the East Coast, we got the word earlier today. The rumors were swirling, and Shane McMahon was quietly let go by WWE. Now, this is coming from a report from Ringside News. The report says that the writers were told in a semi-quiet way that there will be no more creative discussions about Shane McMahon. And then they moved on to other creative discussions. Now, it was rumored when we first heard that Shane McMahon was going to be in the Rumble that there was going to be a build-up to him having a match at WrestleMania. You have two nights to fill at WrestleMania this year, again, which doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on. You've got a pretty, you've released, over 100 individuals over the last 2 years, but you still have talent on your roster to use. Okay. It's not out of the realm of possibility to have somebody perform early in the night and then be in the Rumble. Like, there were some people in the men's Rumble that, were like, they're not winning. No. They're a lower mid-card performer. Why would that be a thing? On to Shane McMahon, to catch you up. Even though he was not officially, and that's quote-unquote, listed as one of the producers on the Rumble, it was rumored that he had nuclear levels of heat because of the way the Rumble was booked. I just don't understand why we keep doing this. Insanity is defined as doing the same thing over and over, and each time expecting a different result. Yet here we are, 2022, and Shane McMahon is not only booking the men's Rumble, he puts himself in, eliminates Kevin Owens, wins a striking contest with Matthew Riddle, and stays in the match longer than, let's get to the nitty gritty of this. All right, so anybody under 5:38, let's go, anybody under 5 minutes. Robert Roode, incredible talent. Sami Zayn, incredible talent, but he was also in a thing with Johnny Knoxville, so push that up to the side. And Angelo Dawkins, he's from Ohio. Omos, he had three eliminations. Ricochet, Dominic Mysterio. Let's see. Rick Boogs, ugh. Madcap Moss, gross. Kofi Kingston, but there was more to that. So yeah, he's in this match longer than a lot of other guys. And that's what happened. So he booked that. And so Shane McMahon is not a regular producer for WWE. He's not an office worker for WWE. Yet still, Vince assigned Shane to work the Rumble match. Shane McMahon produced 2020. He produced 2021. This year, now Dave Meltzer's report has said that he has taken on a more hands-on role and controlling influence with this year's edition of the match. nobody knew who was going to win. Dave Meltzer's report goes on to say that WWE officials on the inside apparently knew who the winners would be all along, despite many in the company being told differently. This rumor may account for the different reports on who was supposed to win the match. Here's the other part to this. So, PW Insider reported that Riddle was the main frontrunner to win the match until a very late change. There was another one that had Randy Orton winning the match. And double back just a little bit. I said that Angelo Dawkins is from Ohio. He is from St. Louis. So just a hair of a slip up there. So I apologize. Back to this. Fightful Select is reporting that Brock was penciled in as the winner for the Men's Rumble for at least 2 weeks. So, as far as that goes, who knows whether there was a true winner booked or there wasn't having a true winner booked. I don't think that matters. I think now is the time to focus on Shane McMahon. And I want to focus on the Men's Rumble predominantly for this episode. But I do want to very briefly talk about how much of a mess the Women's Royal Rumble is on. And come at me if you will. And this is not affiliated with Jeff Hall for now. I want to look at just how much of a crutch the Women's Royal Rumble uses. And that crutch being legends, being returning talent, celebrities. So let's look at the 2018 edition. The 2018 edition, it was the first Rumble. Well, it was the first Women's Rumble, I'll clarify. And we go back and look. We had only two from NXT. We had three Hall of Famers at the time. Five. And we had six that were just returning talent. So that 2 + 4 = 6, or 5 = 11. So a third of the women's match in 2018 had that talent. Now, looking at 19, it was very, the only one that they used that didn't have a brand were Nikki Cross and Lacey Evans. This is 2019 now. NXT used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then if you count Maria Kanellis on 205 Live, I didn't even know she was a permanent fixture on there. But anyway, if you look at that, so that's 6, NXT, so 9. So again, outside of Raw and SmackDown, that's 9. Now, I probably would give this Rumble a pass because 2019 would be the year where we would really start to include NXT. They'd be in that year's Survivor Series, what have you. Oh, yeah. 2020. So this is pre-world shutting down. We had 1, 2, 3 outside talents. At this point, it might be easier to count the number of Raw and SmackDown superstars. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14. So 14 competitors from Raw or SmackDown. 3 from the outside. So you had 13 13 either Hall of Famers, which from my list is only Beth Phoenix. So then fine. There were 12 from either NXT or NXT UK. So we'll break it down. Toni Storm, NXT UK. So 12 NXT competitors in the Rumble in 2020. Bianca Belair, Mercedes Martinez, Candice LeRae, Mia Yim, Dakota Kai, Chelsea Green, Toni Storm, Xia Li, Shotzi Blackheart, Tegan Nox, Shayna Baszler. Shayna Baszler eliminated 8 people that Rumble. Holy smokes. Oh, so did Bianca Belair. Whatever. That's crazy. How much of a crutch we use on outside talent and not on the main match. Now, 2021 gets a little hairy because we didn't get a whole lot of help, I'll say. So if we look, what's B? Okay. So we had 3 people that weren't on either Raw or SmackDown. And NXT had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it's still nice. That's still a third. And then this year, the Women's Rumble, you had nobody from NXT or NXT UK. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 12. All right. So half of the Rumble were individuals from Raw and SmackDown. The other half are people who are making their return matches with the company, Hall of Famers, Mickey James could be lumped into that. She was, in fact, Knockouts champion. Like, that's still blows my mind, but half, okay? And I am all the way for professional wrestling equality between men, women, and whoever else wants to participate. It doesn't matter to me. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. The Women's Royal Rumble is consistently terrible. It's consistently just... Now, I say this because we don't have to outsource talent. We don't have to bring in legends every single year, okay? Let's take a look at the men's, okay? Just to put it side by side. Here, in the men's Rumble in 2018, we had Andrade, who was on NXT. He was the NXT champion. John Cena, who does what he wants because he's John Cena. The Hurricane, he was in this year's Rumble, so there's that. Adam Cole, NXT, Rey Mysterio making his return. So, if you don't count Rey Mysterio because he was coming for an actual run, 1, 2, 3, 4. You had 4 talents that they used for the Men's Rumble. 2019. You had Jeff Jarrett. Kurt Angle's a gray area because he was on TV. He was wrestling matches, so count him if you will. So that Johnny Gargano, NXT, Pete Dunne, NXT UK, and Aleister Black, NXT. So 4 or 5, depending on what you give Kurt Angle. So look at 2020. All right. It's funny to look at this list from 2020 because that was the year that Brock started number one and just chucked person after person after person over. But anyway, MVP made his return to TV. Keith Lee was in NXT. Edge, but he also made his return. And then Matt Riddle. So you can go anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4. 2021. So this is last year's Rumble. And, you know, again, it's a gray area because as I gave the women's a pass for 2021, this is still a Rumble that is on the recover from a global catastrophe. So, you had Edge, who was on TV every week. You had Carlito. You had Damian Priest, who was in NXT. You had Kane. Hurricane Helms, Christian Cage. So, 5? So, here's what I struggle with the Rumble consistently, especially since 2018, when we started having the Women's Rumble. Whereas the men have about a sixth of the Rumble be returning legends, NXT call-ups, etc. The women's, on average, a third of their Rumble uses people that are not on Raw and not on SmackDown. So I know I've gotten on quite the tangent here about the women's Rumble here. I do want to circle right back to the men. Just in future women's Rumbles, what I would like to see is more use of who you have on your roster. That would be a goal of mine. Even if you have the champ, like whoever loses their match earlier in the night, circle back and get in the match. Like, okay, cool. Like, who doesn't want to be in the Royal Rumble as a talent? Who doesn't want to be there? It's okay to use talent from NXT. They're your developmental brand. Bring up your champion or your NXT Women's Tag Team Champions. It's okay. You are paying them. NXT UK, depending on if they can get here. I'm just very distraught. So, circling back to the Men's Rumble, because I want to focus back on Shane McMahon and the fact that we're recycling the same formula over and over again. At 12:42 today, Dave Meltzer confirmed that Shane McMahon is out of WWE. And you know what? I think he's going to be okay. he has a lot to fall back on. Nobody wants to see anybody lose their jobs, but... So, myself and Matt Lilly from Podcast World Order, and you remember him from the Ring of Honor Final Battle Prediction Show, brought up a pretty good point as far as establishing new stars. Because let's not forget, the Royal Rumble is an opportunity to create new stars. Okay, it's a great opportunity. You get somebody who's an Iron Man. You get somebody who eliminates a lot of people. This is a way to elevate. So let's look at some of the past winners. Okay, let's see if they were elevated. Okay. Edge won last year. He got his title match. He doesn't need elevated. He's a star already. 2020 was Drew McIntyre. You can say he was elevated. It took the dang world shutting down for him to get his title shot, so take that with you will. But before that, he was Dolph Ziggler's lackey, you know. 2019 was Seth Rollins. He was already a star. 2018 was Shinsuke Nakamura. What did they do? Turned his feud with AJ Styles into a dick-kicking contest. 2017 was Randy Orton. Didn't need the win. 2016 was Triple H. Didn't need the win, but had to get the win to keep the Roman Reigns storyline going. 25 was Roman Reigns. That was when The Rock came out and held his hand up. One of the weaker Rumbles. 2014 was Batista, when everybody wanted to cancel the network because number 30 wasn't Daniel Bryan. 2013 was John Cena. He's John Cena. 2012 was Sheamus. I don't believe he should have won this year. It should have been probably Chris Jericho. He had never... Well, I say that to say this. If I had to choose between Sheamus and Chris Jericho, I'm picking Chris Jericho because he put in some dynamite work the entire year. 2011 was Alberto Del Rio. Didn't need it. 2010 was Edge. Didn't need it. 2009, Randy Orton didn't need it. 2008, Cena didn't need it. 2007, Undertaker didn't need it. 2006, Rey Mysterio didn't need it because he was already mooching off of Eddie Guerrero being dead. 2005 was Batista. And I will almost say that 2003, Brock Lesnar won it. 2004, Chris Benoit won it. 2005. Those are 3 years where if our goal is to build a new star or to push somebody that deserves it, this is it. That was the golden, those are the golden ages right there, the 3 years. 2003, 2004, 2005. Now, obviously, what does this all mean? You know, I'm just a podcaster from Virginia who comments on the Rumble match, you know. So it, take it for what you will. The Royal Rumble has got some serious issues. Okay, and, you know, we need to fix it, because coming a time when that might not be a solution. It might be more of desperation at that point. Which, if that's the case, is too little too late. But let us know on Twitter, what do you think of the Shane McMahon booking, the Shane McMahon appearance, all that good stuff. Let us know on Twitter what you're thinking, if you agree or disagree with me. We'll have Jeff get on there. He'll respond to some stuff as well. But that Twitter is at the WP underscore pod. You can go to mine at Coach Cod, or Jeff's at Jeff M. Hall 1. You're listening to this right now on either Apple or Spotify or Amazon or Google. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find more places to stream our podcast, you can go to our PodServe page, which is on our Twitter page. Just a little update, if you stuck around this long, on the Retro Review. You guys know Jeff is a huge Bengals fan. He needed the night off after recovering from that emotional win from Cincinnati. So, decided to temporarily postpone the Retro Review for NXT TakeOver Philly. We are now moving into February, into this first weekend, and it is Super Brawl Revenge from 2001. It'll be the second of the trilogy of the end of WCW. As always, we do give you the first match on the card. And it is a 6-man elimination match between Evan Courageous, Kaz Hayashi, Jamie Noble, Shannon Moore, Jun Yang, and Shane Helms. So there's that for you. And if you like what you're listening to, you want to hear more, want to get us out to wrestling shows so we can talk to talent, you want to get us out to wrestling shows to give you live feedback, go to Buy Me a Coffee. That's buymeacoffee.com/TWPPOD. That's TWP pod. You can give us anything a dollar and above. It would all be very greatly appreciated. And again, thank you so much.